This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. Yes, so you're listening to Deb Wolf. That's me. I've been the host of this show since it started. And I'm so happy with all our listeners. I can't believe how big this show has gotten. When I first started it, we had to tell people it was internet radio because nobody had ever heard of this kind of radio. And I don't even think the term podcast was invented yet. That's how long I've been on the air. Yes. So my very first online show was a regular radio show, an AM show, where they had the good sense and future thinking to broadcast it online to all of their network way, way, way back. And that was in the 90s. And I remember thinking, well, that's strange. Who's going to listen to the radio on their computer? But of course, everyone is. And I'm so happy for that. So it's paid off in the end. And now we're able to reach dogs and cats and their owners and animal lovers all over the world, not just the AM audience, not just the sister networks, but anybody who searches will find us. And that's so amazing because we're helping people with every show. We're helping them just be more entertained and more intuitive and more knowledgeable about their pets, and the world and the animal world. So yeah, I'm happy with that. And Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, and the freedom to talk about whatever I want every week, because I don't have to answer to any corporate entity or mention some company. There's nothing like that. I do what I want. So if I mention a company, it's because I'm using that product and I like it. If I mention a club or an organization, it's because they've piqued my interest, not because they've paid me. So yeah, so I like that. I like that freedom. And you all get the benefit of that. So today's riddle is, who do you think in this world, what celebrity, what entity, celebrity, creature, because it might not be human, but it might be a human, but what person or character, let's say character, what character, real life entity, creature, person in the world that's very, very famous, who got 2,500 birthday cards? I've never had 2,500 birthday cards. I don't even think the world's super... I don't think Lady Gaga gets 2,500 birthday cards. But, well, this fella did. Ooh, there's a hint. Okay, I'll tell you more about that later. Now, let's get to the show. I had a text, email, whatever, written in to my website from somebody who said they wish they could reach the lady that had her reactive dog at the Mission flea market. I think she means farm market because there's no flea market in Mission, but that's okay. So at the Mission farm market, she'd like to reach the lady that had a reactive dog there. You made my normally hugely social dog anxious of dogs for the rest of the day when you let yours lunge and bite at mine. If you had just said sorry, I wouldn't be so angry, but you literally just said, that's what happens when my dog is overstimulated. Well, okay, so why are you bringing an easily overstimulated dog to a public market and letting it lunge at unexpecting dogs? She gives a bunch of symbols after that one. However, I would like to thank the lady that stopped with her dogs and let my dog have a healthy interaction with another dog. I truly appreciate that, heart, heart emoji. A reminder that if your dog is highly reactive and overstimulated easily, it doesn't need to go to hugely crowded places with you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally agree with this, Josie. I totally agree. And I'm glad you raised this issue. If you have a dog who's not good at crowds or not good with people or not experienced, there's only one way to get it experienced. That's true. But it's not by flooding. Flooding is the term we use in dog training and animal behavior training for when you inundate an animal with the thing it's afraid of. So like if you were afraid of heights, I force you on a glass elevator to the top of a penthouse. Okay? I don't just let you first take a few steps up a half stairway. I don't let you first try an elevator without glass and go to one floor and see that it's safe. That's the normal way to desensitize an animal. Slowly, carefully, easily. You don't throw that animal into a firework gathering if it's afraid of people and loud noises. You start by walking along the perimeter of a crowd and maybe crossing by it or walking at a distance from people. And then gradually, as the animal is calmer, the dog is calmer and cooler about it and paying attention to you and not reacting to the people, then you can get closer. But you don't just throw it into the situation and practice its bad behavior, which for that dog, it thinks it's surviving, or bullying, or territory claiming. It's hard to say from this description. But he's practicing a bad behavior and the lady's just condoning it. So one thing I did notice in this, though, this very Canadian email that I got, when she says, "I wouldn't have been so angry if you had even said sorry." Yes, yes, that is true of us. If she just said sorry, this whole problem could have been diffused. But if you've got a dog with a bad attitude and then you have a bad attitude where you're like defensive of the dog's bad attitude, the dog picks up on that. It's like when the kid is really, really awful in class and the parent's called to the classroom and the parent starts opening up lip on the teacher. "How dare you talk to my child that way?" Okay, now the kid's emboldened. Now the kid's really going to be rude. Same thing with the dog. The dog's watching her go, "Hey, my dog's fine, no, no, no." Instead of, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." Submissive, right? "I didn't mean for that to happen." Correction. Very different behavior. So you're signaling your dog when you act like that atrociously after your dog's behaved terribly. And then you march through the market, continuing this reign of terror. It's awful. I wish I'd been there. Yes, I do. I wish I'd been there. Anyway, I hope this helps. And we're going to go to break and come back. And I'm going to tell you about a cat sanctuary you probably don't know about on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Hey, everyone. Brandon McMillan here, CBS host of Lucky Dog Reunions and Lucky Dog Down Under, and spokesperson for the 18th annual Cross Country Pet Adoption Tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Brought to you by Fido Friendly Magazine and campaign partner Tranquil Tales, along with media sponsor Pet Life Radio. The tour travels down America's favorite highway, supporting shelter events across America. With support of Tito's Vodka for Dog People, Hands On Gloves, My Place Hotels, KOA, and Signs to You. Attendees at each shelter event can donate to spin and win prizes from our sponsors, with all proceeds benefiting the shelter at the end of the day. Go to FidoFriendly.com to see where the tour stops near you. And who knows, you might just find your new forever friend.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. 2,500 birthday cards for one guy, and I don't think he's read a single one. Nope. Who would that be, do you think? Okay, so I wanted to tell you all about a new place I never heard of before. It's new to me, not anybody else, but it's in Richmond, BC. So that's where the big airport is for Vancouver, British Columbia. And it's called the RAPS, the RAPS Cat Sanctuary. And it is a cat paradise where 500 cats, who are all, each and every one of them in their own way, unsuitable for adoption. Yes, characters for sure. They all live there in this cat paradise. And as long as you're 6 years old or older, you can visit Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4. So check that out. RAPS Cat Sanctuary. You have to get tickets because they only allow a certain amount of people in. But if you've ever wanted to be surrounded by peculiar cats, odd cats, interesting cats, quirky cats, if you've ever wanted to be just inundated with cats, just absolutely cat crazy. Maybe you've got a kid that's a cat fanatic, and this would be his or her dream birthday visit. I don't know. This could be very cool. In fact, I have a kid. My daughter, who's now in her 20s, would have loved this when she was around 8. Oh, she would have loved this. So this is a great little situation here. And they make a little bit of money off the visits, and then that helps pay for things, plus, of course, donations. So if you want to donate, look up Raps Cat Sanctuary. Okay, the reactive dog, I'm still thinking about that. If you have a dog that's reacting like that, you got to get it on a leash and you got to get it into controlled settings. You find a neighbor dog that you know is super chill and you pick that one first. And you ask them, hey, do you mind if we do some work? I see you walk every day at 8 o'clock. I see you walk around the block. Would it be okay if I joined you? My dog's a bit of a handful, but I'll keep distance. And the neighbor will probably say, yeah, sure, no problem. And then you walk on the other side of the street. So, yeah, after a while, your dog's totally used to this other dog because you keep correcting him when he's being naughty. And you tell him how great he is when he's being good. And you keep the focus on you, maybe have a ball or treats, or you just turn around a lot or change direction. It's all about you, not that other dog that you're ignoring on the other side. Eventually, you'll be able to walk with your neighbor where the dogs are on the outside. So it's dog, human, human, dog, right? One dog, you probably want to walk yours on the left of you because you're still working on obedience. But the other guy with his well-behaved, chill dog, maybe an older golden retriever or something, that dog can walk on his right. And so now the dogs have two people between them and you just walk parallel. Maybe pick a path where there's quite a lot of space to start off. And maybe you don't walk right together. Maybe one of you's ahead to start. But after the dogs are super chill and don't mind, you get closer. And after a while, you'll be able to walk with this guy. And after a while, they'll want to sniff each other. And then they'll want to pee on things together. And then they'll be friends. And then they'll greet each other every day. And now your dog will have a different attitude toward the dog world. And now he'll be ready to make another friend. And that's how it starts. That's how it starts. Okay, so I want to talk about beavers. Beavers. We all know about beavers. I mean, they're these weird animals with the big flat tail. They're actually bigger than you might think. And they almost went extinct because their coats are so beautiful and their pelts were used for hats, famous hats for the armed forces, for these guards in England. Anyway, so the beaver pelts were traded and hunted and it basically got rid of all the beavers in Europe. And now they've discovered that by bringing them back, they can create wetlands. They can restore habitat. They can conquer flooding and drought and all kinds of things that they're really struggling with in England. So I just wanted to say there's a really, really good news story about beavers in England, in London even. So if you want to check it out, Google that. It's so nice to see. There's wetland bird life and it went from barren, destroyed, polluted nothingness, which couldn't hold water and would flood when there were rains and couldn't sustain life, to beautiful, beautiful ponds and wetlands like used to be. And the term they've used for this, I really like this term. It's a new word for me, but it's called rewilding. Rewilding, like wild, like wildlife. And then re, like renew. Rewild. And I think that's just such a great word, rewilding. That's what I want. I want the world to be rewild. Yes, wild like it used to be. Wouldn't that be good? Okay, we're going to go to break and come back. And I'm going to tell you about a peculiar cat on Animal Party Pet Life Radio and a little bit about fires and grizzlies. Stay tuned.
Talk to the Paw.
Hi, this is Amy Shearer.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch.
This is Mandy Moore.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh.
This is Catherine Tygo.
There's only one station that gives you the scoop on wagging tongues and tails. And who's walking who in Rent and Tinseltown. Pet Life Radio, the tail wagger.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And, well, let's see. There's this orange cat that has been spotted walking beside a mountain lion in California many, many times. It's on cameras. And people can't figure it out. Like, why is the lion not eating it? We don't know. But clearly, the cat has a good reason to befriend the lion. This is coyote country. That cat would be dead if it didn't have that lion friend. Oh my gosh, it's like a Disney movie. I love this story. I love it. So yeah, terrific. What a smart kitty. Okay, the fires. There have been some terrible fires in Washington State, in Ontario, in Spain, in France, in Italy now, in British Columbia where I live, on all over the Okanagan, the most beautiful barren, dry part of our province, which is normally a wet province. It's our dry part, and it's gone up in flames. And people are escaping and evacuating. And so I put out an offer where any dog escaping the evacuating area that needs a place to stay can stay here for a half price for as long as they need. Just give us a call. We need you to come during normal hours, and we can only accept vaccinated social dogs for this special offer because we're envisioning quite a lot of dogs coming. So they're going to have to be social with each other and social with people and vaccinated. But providing that's all true, we've got a smoke-free, totally fenced, five-acre place with a dog pond where they can just chill out and relax and just not be on your mind while you deal with your evacuation. So if you need that, call Camp Good Dog. Leave a message, 604-515-2267. And then if you come between 9 and 9.30 or 5 and 5.30, 9 and 9.30 in the morning, 5 and 5.30 in the evening, we will make your dog comfortable. We'll give him a bath to get the smoke away. We will do whatever's needed. And if you can't bring food, that's okay. If you've got food, bring your own food. Bring meds if you need them. And we'll take care of your dog until you're ready to get your dog back. So as far as these fires go, there's a lot of wildlife on the move. Let's just put it that way. And they can be anything from rodents to raccoons to mountain lions to grizzly bears. Anything and everything is running from the fire. So if you can put out water for animals safely away from your pets, if you could do that, do that. There'll be also displaced pets, displaced livestock. People have had to just open their barn doors and let animals go, and they're all going to need water. So if you can put out water, that is really, really helpful right now. I hate talking about bears right now. I hate this because I love the bears, but we did have two incidents that I need to talk about. And in one case, a man was attacked and he's all right. He's in the hospital. In another case, a little girl was attacked. A very, very little girl playing on her back porch. And her father heard her screaming and he came running and had the wherewithal to grab a bow and arrow, and he shot the bear in the forehead. But the bear ran off. The girl was taken to hospital, and I've seen footage of her. She's going to recover fully, thank God. But the bear had her by the back of the neck. He scratched her whole back. He picked her up, six-year-old little girl. So that bear is still on the loose. So if you live in Maple Ridge, BC, keep your kids inside. Do not let your kids run around today. They've got an injured, angry bear that was already an offender, that was already preying on children. So don't think because your kid's 11 or 10, it's okay. Just keep all kids inside. Keep your kids with you, close to you. Do something else today. They're looking for that bear. Unfortunately, they shot a different bear, also a nuisance bear, but not that bear. And that brings us to the real problem here. A fed bear is a dead bear. If you think you're being kind by leaving food for bears, you are not. You are programming that bear or that raccoon or that coyote or whatever wildlife you think you're feeding in your home and near your kids and near the school and near the park. If you're doing that, you are going to promote a habitual behavior where that bear comes back every day and maybe raids your neighbor's garbage and maybe finds a kid on the porch. This is not okay. So when I said put water out for animals that are escaping fires, that's a different situation. That's a place where there's no people anymore. There's no, everybody's left. They're on the run, and the whole place is in flames. That's different. When we're talking about your home, your neighborhood, the place you go after, you know, on your lunch break at work to have your sandwich, and you see a coyote, and you toss the end of your sandwich to that coyote because you think it's funny, that's where you're creating the problem. Where on Saturday, when you're not there and no workers are there and nobody's tossing sandwiches, the coyote goes looking for picnickers. And maybe he finds a little kid. So stop doing that, everybody. Stop feeding the wildlife like that. Yeah, and things will be a lot better. All right, so I don't want to end on bad news. So I'm going to tell you, well, first, the riddle of the day. 2,500 birthday cards for an animal that cannot read. Yep, that's right. Keep thinking about that. I'll answer it at the very end of the show. What animal got 2,500 birthday cards? What do you think? Okay, so I'm going to just dispel a myth. Sometimes people think a wagging tail means a dog is happy. So like that dog walking through the Mission Farm Market that was highly agitated and ready to lunge and bite. That tail may not have been still. It might have been. It might have been still and rigid. That's one attack posture. But it also may have been moving almost like a metronome. I guess people don't know what metronomes are anymore. It's a music thing. Almost like, let's see, tap, 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 like that. A steady, steady movement. An intense, almost like a beating or a whacking. That is also so much adrenaline coursing through that dog that it's not necessarily a sign that the dog is happy. Now, some dogs wag their tails in a circle when they're really happy. Some dogs wag their tails in a sort of loop-de-loop fashion where the top of it kind of flips over, almost cat-like. Some dogs have stubby tails like Rottweilers and pit bulls that have been cropped and docked, and you can't tell what's going on with the body language, which is a good reason never to dock a tail. But basically, don't judge a dog by its tail because you can't tell. Okay, so that's one myth I'm dispelling. And let's see. Let's see. Okay. Did you think mice were just stupid little animals? Did you know they're very romantic and musical? Yeah, really. Male mice sing love songs to females. Now, the sounds are so high-pitched that we can't hear them, so we didn't realize this till recently. But this is what they do. They sing love songs to their girls. Aw, it's just amazing. Now, frogs, this one's funny. Okay, one more fact before I tell you who got 2,500 birthday cards. Frogs, if a female frog does not want to mate with a male frog that's trying to be her suitor, she will pretend to be dead. I think that's awesome. What effective way. She just fakes death to avoid mating with males she doesn't find attractive. I'm dead. I can't date you now. And then the male mice singing their love songs. Amazing. They probably the songs that cats hear and then kill them. Oh, well. Okay, everybody. It's been a whirlwind show again, and I want to tell you, who got 2,500 birthday cards? Well, it was Punch the monkey. Remember that monkey? The monkey at the zoo that carried another monkey along when it got rejected by its mama. It adopted this like stuffy puppet of a monkey. Do you remember that monkey? Well, he's won now and he got 2,500 birthday cards. Wow. I hope I get some birthday cards on my next birthday. All right, everybody. From Animal Party and Dev Wolf, me and Pet Life Radio. Ciao, meow. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.